you doing?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, can you talk about this, the matchup between the Eagles when they're blitzing and you in the pocket and just your comfort level, or really any team, and the success you've had when teams have tried to blitz you and why it's worked so well for you?
Well, we just communicate a lot, you know, throughout the week, and we gain an understanding of what they're trying to do leading up to the game, and there are a lot of people on the same page, and we, you know, we just go out and execute it on Sundays. And obviously going against the Eagles, they're a team that thrives off pressure, and, you know, they're going to bring a lot of stuff at us this week. I think you're going to see a lot more of they pressure us a little more in the first game this year. I expect them to do a little bit more like that, and the way they did this last time. And so we have to be prepared for that with our play calling, and we have to have stuff up this week to handle the blitz and to kind of get into some different things that I think will give us a good chance. I think we got some good stuff for that.
Is it just that your success against the blitz, does it just have a lot to do with the fact that you check out of plays, or is it just being able to recognize them?
It's everything. It's a combination of the whole thing. Sometimes you get out of it. Sometimes you have different options. Sometimes you have adjustments. Sometimes you have, you know, it just depends on the situation and what's going on. And, you know, we know this is a team that wants to blitz. So leading up to the week, you know, we have, you know, we'll do some different things and some different ideas that will help us in that situation.
Do you feel like it almost plays into your strength? Do you kind of like it when teams blitz because it gives you an opportunity for a big play?
Yeah, I mean, that's our team. We have enough people who have played long enough now that, you know, there's a great understanding of the system. And I think for us, we enjoy that side just because it allows you to create big plays and there's an opportunity there. You know, you got to be able to handle it. And I think we'll be ready to see a lot of it, I think, this week.
How much did the Eagles, or your running game, take the Eagles out of their blitz and what they wanted to do?
I think it's just execution. I don't know. They still came after us a little bit this last game, just not evident as much because sometimes it's on a running play, and so you may not see it as much on television. But I think, you know, they want to pressure us. That's what their MO is, and that's what they want to do, and we have to be prepared for that, and that's what we're expecting going into this game. So we have to have a few new things and some new wrinkles up this week that I think will be very beneficial.
Do you feel like the monkey's off your back, or do you feel like you still have to win a playoff game to get it off?
We don't think about or even talk about that stuff. It's just about winning the next game, and you know, we just keep improving and keep playing football and keep trying to win.
Hey, Tony, it's very rare. I mean, you're playing the same team for 2 weeks in a row. A couple other teams in the NFL are doing that also. How does that change things just schematically for you? Is it something that if you had your choice, you'd rather not do is play the same team twice? Or do you think because you beat them, you would rather do that?
It doesn't matter what you think. You got to do it. So it's just, it's what it is. And we're going to go out there and, you know, we got to change up our scheme. We got to come up with some new ideas and some new things. And, you know, I think we've started that process and we've got some new good stuff in, and you know, that's good. We're just part of playing a team twice.
Tony, you seemed a little upset at some of the hits that you took late in the game last week. Did you feel like maybe some of it was a little late?
No, it's just part of football. You know, you got to keep going, and you never make it through a game feeling great afterward. I tell you that. So, yeah, but we need to, you just keep grinding.
Do you feel like you get any psychological advantage playing a team that you just pretty much kick their rear ends in and you come like 5 days later?
I don't know about that. I just think, you know, they're a good football team. You know, and there's no way around that. They're good. They're going to play a good football game. They're going to have a good scheme ready to go. You know, they're going to come after us defensively. We have to be prepared for that, and it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Tony, when we talked to you back before the first meeting this year, you talked about some of your worst games of your career early in your career were against the Eagles, a couple games that, you know, I'm sure you'd like to have back. But lately, you know, over the last few years, last couple years, you've really turned the tables. I mean, do you have a real high comfort level, particularly against this team? Is there something about them that you think brings out the best in you right now?
You know, I don't know that it says anything. Big major thing to do with a team or any specific reason. I just think you learn. You get better from the experiences you've had as a quarterback, and you just try and get better every week that you're out there. And if you continue to do that, it gives you a good chance to be consistent week in, week out, and no matter who you're playing against. And I think that's the whole idea, is to just keep improving and keep trying to be as good as you can be every week.
Why do you think you guys had so much success running draw plays last week, as delayed draws?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think, you know, they did a good job. You know, obviously we're going to have to switch that up this week and do some different things in the run game, get away from that, because they'll be prepared for that. So we'll be ready.
In what ways are you a better quarterback than you were the last time you had a playoff shot?
Well, I mean, I've just improved since the last time I played in this, but it doesn't guarantee anything. But I'd like to think I've continued to improve every year I've played. And, you know, you just always look at yourself from an honest perspective and try and get better every year. You know,
I think you're better, though. In what ways?
You know, there's a lot of ways. And just the experience of the game, throwing the football, your footwork, your understanding situations, a lot of different things.
Do you think that's helped you become better against the blitz? You know, just the decision-making process has sped up for you?
Yeah, I've always been – it's just an understanding of what, you know, teams are trying to do or what they want to do. And I think, Philly likes to run. You know, I expect we'll see a lot of cover zero blitz this week. You know, that's part of their MO. So you have to know that going in and, you know, just be ready for stuff like that.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, Tony, thanks.
All right, guys. Bye.
We don't talk about monkeys.